sitting holding Siman Tov Ayin Beis Sif test. We did the Shulchan Aruch. We did not do the Mishnah Berurah yet. Holding the verse of Zion. So the shear of the kais is a revius. The minimum size of the kais it has to be able to hold a revius. Mishur Liel Siman Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Katan Siman Ches. Mishnah Berurah Shom explained exactly how large a revius is over there. Of course, revius says Machloik is whether revius is. So, do you say niskat no habayim is really the question? Revius is the equivalent of a bay and a half. So if you say niskat no habayim, the eggs are smaller than the eggs which Chazal were using, so that would thereby increase the amount of the size of the revius. Basically, I think we said then, or some point in time when we discussed this, for the Mishabura comes out that for the rices, we're machmer on the larger shear, and for the rabbanans we're mekel. So the first, the case of kiddush on Friday night is the mitzvah of kiddush on Friday night is the rice. So even though the halacha of ala kais is a asmachta, we're machmer on it. But all other kiddush on yom tov or the dalet kais is the rest of them. The smaller shear is acceptable. Smaller shear ranges between 2.9 to 3.3. The larger shear ranges between 4.4 to 5.1. So, except for the Friday, case of the Seder's Friday night, the first kais, really, you can take a kais that holds 3.5 ounces, and you're totally fine. Or theoretically, you could use, you know, even Friday night, you could use a larger kais for the first. Larger kais for the first cup for kiddush, and then switch to a smaller cup. It's also an option. So it's all revius lachashim is again uchavches. Hanu lobeinon revius yain chai. We don't talk about a revius of wine before it's mixed, but rather revius v'yachid m'mayim shemozik by revius is including the water which you mix in, because that's the amount. How people normally drink it. That's called wine for this purpose. The wine was very strong. It was one part wine to three parts water. Our wines are not as strong. They said that you definitely should not do that. So on the Bidiyavid, we hold, there's a din in Hilchos Brachos, that Bidiyavid, up to ratio of one part wine to six parts water, one sixth, which means one part wine to five parts water, is still called wine. But the Chachila, definitely we shouldn't be moistic at that amount.
Why are our wines weaker? Is it because they're adding water to it already? Or is it the quality of the grapes?
It seems to be the quality of the grapes. There is a Gemara. The Gemara says that after the Korban HaBayis, the Tom Paris was weakened. So I imagine that would be... There might be a source for that issue. But the Paisim assume that our wines are much weaker than the wines that they were using. Even the ones which say on the bottle that they're grown in volcanic ash or something like that. Okay.
That quality went down after the Korban. We see references that their wines were stronger in the times of the Mishnah, which was written after the Korban.
The Mishnah was the. The redaction of the Mishnah was after the Korban. The actual Mishnah is, we don't know when their language is written. But there is definitely Gemara of Shemasa. Even the time of the Gemara, they still had a certain strength, which we don't have nowadays. In Rosh Hashanah Mosgah, if the Ramah adds, if you want to be Mosgah, Rosh Hashanah, Bizanenu Shayenus Chalushim, and Chiyav the Mosgah, Filachatchila. Now, but Bizmana Gemara, the Gemara says it was, that you couldn't drink it straight. That itself was, since it was so strong, that drinking it straight wasn't was It didn't taste good. So you had a chiyuv to do mezigah. Nowadays you don't have to do mezigah. You may do mezigah, you don't have to do mezigah. That I feel him shows a yayin chai v'chosuk. Kumochim tzorach dafka revia sholem v'lechilka chazal b'shurim. On the other hand, if you take a drink a very strong wine, so the shir is always revias. In other words, the chazal gave b'shur revias, that's the shir. So I don't care whether we drink straight wine or you mix it with water, you always have to have revias. So you should drink kulo eruba of the revias, kulo eruba lamet. So what's the lashon of kulo eruba? Make up your mind. So we're understanding that the meaning of the chachila person should drink the whole revias, and b'diavad, rub revias is enough. Medina shayayin b'yoyker, in places where wine is very expensive, not easy to get. If you look at sagim ruba, so that situation lends itself to a need to rely on the smaller the roiv shear. Akarsuvias yishtakula kadesh yia yochol he yochol lavorach bracha chreda kuliyam. And the fourth cup. The four curses, we want you to drink the whole revias because you need to say bracha achrono. And if you drink less than revias, it's a questionable whether you can say bracha achrono or not. So therefore, at least for the last cup, which you're going to say an alagefen afterwards, you should make sure you drink revias, the whole cup. So here was the case where the kais, we're saying you should drink a revias either whole revias or the rov of revias, but you have it. We're not discussing that. Right now, we're saying the cup could hold more than that. But you're drinking a rov revias or cool, at least the revias. We'll see. The second opinion says that you always need rov kais, no matter how large the kais is. Now, Mishabur adds in a quote from the Chayyim Yeshem Mekamsim Mekaisim Alashorsim Imshorsim Har. But they had Jewish servants. And they would get upset. They were stingy. Thompson is stingy. They get upset on the staff if the staff would drink too much. They're going to be punished for that because they're not allowing the staff to do the mitzvah properly, drink the correct amount. Now we say rubai. So the reason why the shear of rubai you need a shear of malid lugmav. For most people, the average person, malid lugmav and rub revias are synonymous. If a person who's larger person, he has a larger mouth, so his shear of malid lugmav might be larger than rub revias, so he needs malid lugmav. So there's definitely a lot of person should be aware of that. Facebook people come acutely aware of it is when it comes to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur the people who have to drink pachas pachas on the shear is kamalei lugmav. So that's all in each person. So that way they have to measure it before Yom Kippur. They have to measure themselves how much it is exactly. Okay, then he says, if you have a very large cup, you can have, according to his first opinion, X amount of individuals drink out of the cup. So if it holds four revios, and so four people could use the same cup. It's rubbish. According to this opinion, you don't need rub because you need rub revias, or you need kol revias. So there's more than one revias. There's two revias. So two people can use the same cup. Even the chachila. Rabbi Gav did in the chachila kos smole. We gam shli yepokim. So the chara, for the second person, it's not a kos smole when he gets it, and his pocket was dragged from. So the answer, that's wrong. Chachakim de la rishon hoye kos smole. Kulo asim mikar harishon. The first person who used it was a kais mali, was a kais of chenapagim. the drinking from the keres itself is not considered prama begimu. Just like the person himself, when he takes the cup, he takes a sip out of it. It's not called pogam. He takes the next sip for him. That's the act of drinking. So we look at an halacha even if it's more than one person. That is an interesting point, though. If the person pours it out into another cup, it's considered pogam. This that we're saying is not considered pogam. It's only if you're talking about that actual cup that they drank it, that the first person drank from. So that's relevance.
Someone has a door over there?
That's what it sounds like.
We should close the door anyway at this point.
Yeah.
Open it.
So that's. So the mushal by Kiddush. So it's dinner pogum. So if the person drinks first and then pours out from his cup to everybody else, everybody's drinking pogum. The Shabbos says another Kiddush. So either they could all drink from the same cup, or alternatively, he should pour out before he drinks. The person then Kiddush should pour out before they drink, and then everybody else can drink, pass it around. But if he first drinks from the cup, and then pours out from the cup to other people, that's considered pogum. Which I pointed out to one individual who says he knows that, because it's old habits die hard.
What do you do?
The thing that the halacha is, if a person says Kiddush, and they take a sip, and then they pour out from the cup to everybody else, which would be preferred in halacha, theoretically, that's hafsik. Hefsek-wise, it's better, but all the wine he pulls out, once it's poured out of that cup, it's considered pogum. It shouldn't be pogum for everybody else who's supposed to drink. Who's not supposed to drink pogum? Whoever's drinking from the... So he should first pour out.
But then you do it his kiddush, anyway.
Or yoytza, right? When they drink the wine... When you drink the wine, the wine shouldn't be pogum when you're drinking.
Well, I thought the problem with pogum is that you can't make kiddush on it.
Well, it's you thought, yeah, yes.
I didn't think there's a problem with drinking it.
The act of making kiddush that you shouldn't be drinking on wine, which is, but it's also the lack of drinking.
You can't drink from somebody else's cup.
No. If you can't, the chaskila should be when you drink the wine from the kiddush, you shouldn't be called. So, Mishabur to Hilchashavos. So. So either if everybody else drinks from his cup, the same cup, it's not pogum. That's what Zinn was saying over here. Everybody's a hemshah from that one kais, so that's not considered pogum. But if they pour into a different cup, you're probably a pogum.
Oh, if he passes his cup along, that's okay?
Because only each person drinks from that cup.
That's what I mean.
Right, that's right.
Someone makes kiddush and just passes the cup around, that's okay? That's not pogum?
No, because they're all considered hemshah of his shtiyah, because they're drinking from the same cup. That's his thing he's saying over here.
So he just can't pour it into another cup.
If he pours another cup, it's a certain problem. Bashar the Mechara Iker Din Asa Shmina the Shneim Yetzim Bekaisecha. Alternatively, in other words, first saying everybody's drinking from the same cup, the second is a problem. They're all considered
hemshah. So what is he supposed to do on a regular Kiddush on Shabbos? Is he supposed to make kiddush and then pour off a little bit in a little cup for himself, and then
either
pour
way.
Because then otherwise it's a hefsek forever. So I'm saying if he pours in a little bit for himself,
make kiddush.
So then he's not the main kos is not pogum, right?
Correct.
So then he drinks in that little cup and then he
pours out. Everybody else,
or just pour into a decanter or something.
You pour into the decanter. I know one person used to. A little bit yeshivish, but he used to have a measuring cup there next to it. So he has a good spout. So right, I pour it into the measuring cup and drink, and use that to pour everybody else's cup. But he had those little cups, and he had like a spout. It's like pretty yeshivish, though. To use a measuring cup by the shop, by the Shabbos. Until you get used to it, like a person not used to doing it that way, it's very hard to remember. Okay.
And what is it about the fact that if you drink and then you pass it off to other people, what is it like? What does it really mean that it's pagima? What does that mean? that's a problem.
Well, Chazal said there's a problem with the cup has been hit, which you drink has been taken from it. There's a certain notch down in Cheshivas of the cup because it's been drinking from.
And not if you leave it in the cup.
If you leave in the cup, they did the same with the person himself. When he takes a drink, he takes two sips. It's not called pug on the second sip. That's all the act of drinking. So you look at all the people who are drinking from the cup as a hemshech of the same cup. It's all one. It's all considered a hemshech of that person. Okay. Thank you. Communion Shaboy, but he haven't said if you live how you call echo rak revivis. So he got the case of them here. They're all sharing the same cup. It's a very large cup, so if it can hold four revios, so four people could drink from it. So he says, but yeah, but you go bust a roi revivis. So theoretically, if roi revivis is enough, so if you say revivis is 3.3 ounces, so 1.7 ounces is so the first person drinks 1.7, the second person drinks 1.7, etc. So you can basically double the amount of drinkers from that original kais. So the kais holds 10 ounces. If you go with a full revius, you get three people in. This way you get six people in. Okay, then there's a second opinion which says that you need rive kais. No matter how large the cup is. Rav Kais Afilu. Right. So this second opinion is the Ramban. He says that after Ba'alma Lamigim died by Rav Revius Afilu B'Kais Godel. By all of the halachas of drinking, we always say the shear of drinking. The shear is always the Revius. Achlan Yekais is Chomer Tvei. Didn't after Rav Kais be Mavel Yotze. Because our Masakim by Dal Kais is a different approach according to this. You always need Rav Kais. But then it came along today, or Rishon, they're giving the first opinion that you do not need Rav Kais, you need Revius. Come on, come Imein Bedaita, Lisha is Harbe. Well, you can go to wash it, use a large cup, and not be used to the second one. Just hold, use a smaller cup. Rav Kais, Shemasik Revius, Kere Lachos, Adehazu. This way, if it only holds Revius, and the only plan to drink is that Revius, so you end up being drinking Rav Kais. So why should you take this? I don't know, some other, like, I think there was a generation, like, you know, when they would go to Eretz Yisrael and bring back the koises for their endoclops. Like, the guy in Meshurim was out after selling, like, 7 ounce koises, you know, 7 ounce cups, more silver in it, you know. So he sells it for more, you know.
Of course.
So it's no mitzvah to use a 7 ounce cup for the, if you only have to drink 4 ounces, why are you using a 7 ounce cup?
Because it looks pretty.
Or, you know, 3 ounces, because it's not Rav Kais.
You know, the guy who's selling it is not measuring it. He's
measuring
that the bigger cup is pretty. And he's selling it to women who also agree with that.
Right. So we went, the research took us for a while. I thought I want to get 4.5 ounce cups.
4.5?
Yeah, because 4.4 is the largest shirt. Well, it's the largest shirt, but it's the
Kiddush. For Kiddush, it has to be bigger.
There's a shirt. Well, no. The Iker Pesach is 4.4 is the large shear and 3.3 is the small shear. 2.9 is the small shear. The shear holds even more than 4.4, but the Iker Pesach is 4.4 is enough. Seeming Friday night, the first kais, 4.4 is enough. So if I get kaises which have 4.5, I'm definitely covered. So there are such a thing. It took me a long time to track them down. I bought, like, you know, glass cups, glass kaises which you use for the Zeder, 4.5 ounce cups.
I guess you don't like wine.
I don't think it's wine, but, you know, I like enjoy not having, you know, getting through four cups and not being drunk or feeling woozy. Yeah. So now, when the person drinks, this amount, shalom has to go up in time without a large time lapse. Shalom Hepsikot, the Hainu. Shal Yishav Rishdiyas Roy Vakois Yosem Echdechil Espras. So let's go through our shiurim. So first of all, definitely you cannot have time lapse from the shear of drinking the ripe kais that you're supposed to, longer than the time of kedei achilas pras. That's no question. We do not count on the drinking from the beginning and the end as one drinking. I feel but Yavel Yotza comes out if he did not drink anywhere in that time lapse. Let's say you, that's how long the Achilles process is. The famous piece of the Chassam Sofer makes a calculation that it's at least 2 minutes long. It's not longer than nine. It's famous Chassam Sofer. Right? Most persons do not use the shear of nine minutes. Is not a shear which we use except in the Chumra and Yom Kippur. The only time we use a shear of nine is in Yom Kippur. If a person is drinking pachas with a shear, so you have to drink less than the amount of Moly Lugmov, wait to the Achilles Pras, and then drink less than the amount of Moly Lugmov. So you say, if you can wait 9 minutes between in intervals before the drinking, that would be better. That's if a person can't wait, we're setting at smaller amounts. So nine shears only in the Gael of Chumra and Yom Kippur. But otherwise, you don't rely on 9 minutes. Moshe says that he's cautious for the shear of 3 minutes. But let's say for 3 minutes, a person should get in drinking of the Rav Revius during that time to say that he's going to be yotze the mitzvah of drinking. And if he doesn't get it in within that time span, he's not yotze at all. So and even by the last cup, he has to go back. Why? Then come and show most of all the curses to give the Lakuli Amal Yotze. You weren't Yotze, so you're not being most of a curse. You didn't drink a curse yet. Shartzian adds in, however, since the person didn't plan to drink another cup, he would have to make a bracha. So he's going to say a bracha go for the second time and then drink. So you have these people that they sit there and they sip the cup. Well, it's not an option of sipping the cup. Because you have to drink, make sure you drink it down in a period of time. Now that's Ikaradin. We're going to add now another layer on top of that.
Which cups?
Any one of the four cups.
Are you talking about you didn't have in mind to drink another cup, so
Well, one minute the game, but the second one is the game by the third and fourth for sure, and possibly by the first also. A person doesn't normally drink. We don't normally drink then. Okay.
The last two cups.
That's for sure applies to them. Because Tilo Yesh is our Shalom Lishas Bishtias Rav Kais Yesh Mechdeshtias Revius. So now there's another shear, but some person said that the shear of this process is alocha by Tilo, not by Shtir. And by shtir, the shear is actually more chomer, and the shear is what's called kedei shtias revius. Now it takes a lot less time to drink revius than it takes to eat a pras. So we tell you the kedei achilas pras takes you 2 to 3 minutes. So we could argue kedei shtias revius. So the normal amount is if a person the. Mishabura mentioned this before, the time a person normally, you're not asking to take the whole thing in one gulp, you don't even have to hold the cup to your mouth for the whole thing in one shot. It says normally derech was, sin of derech eretz, a person would take a revius of, drink a revius of liquid, he would drink it in 2 acts of drinking. So you drink, put down, drink again. Each drinking you have a full, you swallow a few times. But how long does it take? You drink it, put it down, and drink it. How long does it take to drink 3.5 hours? You know, room temperature or something. Nothing's not freezing cold, not burning hot. It's not too long. That when it comes to drinking, we measure drinking different than we measure achila. We call welcome on that. Already, but he shom b'shtei kosis achrenes lo yasu yishta. Can't you remember that? Besif zayin ba'go. Ayn shom b'shtei kosis achrenes yasu yishta. So now we get come to the last cases. So you drank it. You drank with the kedei achilas pras, but not with the kedei shtias revius. So let's say for argument's sake, kedei shtias revius is 40 seconds, and achilas pras is 3 minutes. So it took him 1.5 minutes. So if it's measured by this process, he was yotze. If it's measured by shtir sevius, he wasn't yotze. Well, now you have a sofik. So but alas, the curse is you can't go back because you have that, we have that, that issue of that, the contradiction. If you're yotze, you may not go back. If you weren't yotze, you must go back. So you can't go back, misofik. So we're being machmir on the chatchila that a person should drink it because that shtir sevius, but in the last two cases, we're not going to make you go back by that situation. Then he says, correct. Then he says, the chachila, it is proper to drink the rubber vias with basachas. And we would prefer the person to get the whole thing down with basachas. And that's the preferred way of doing it.
Then we shouldn't do it. They shouldn't do it in two times, like you said. You said before two times.
So I'm not sure when he says basachas. Basachas means...
what else? How many meanings could there be in basachas? It's one time.
One gulp?
No, you just hold it there until it goes down.
Okay. Give him multiple gulps.
I probably shouldn't have no problems in that.
So, good evening, Dr. Ma'awa.
Right, so he's saying the Roy Revius should be Basachas, but we're prefer the Chachit to drink a whole Revius. The Moor says that drinking a whole Revius in one act of that, it's not their inheritance. But a Roy Revius, you can do it in one. Oh. Right. So he says you should get a Roy Revius in the Basachas.
And then the second time it's finishing the cup.
Right, so the second time would be the second that would be finishing it off. Now, the kind of interesting halacha over there, it says over there, if you have something which is sweet, it's not a lack of derech eretz if you drink it, you know, in one drink, because it's sweet, so it goes on more easily. So it's not considered a lack of derech eretz. So if you have a sweet wine, you wouldn't have this issue. This is relevant, just to point this out, this is, the other is, this is relevant. It's the game bracha chorna. It's a bracha chorna issue also. So a person, drinks tea. It's one of the most common. Is a person drinks a cup of tea. So you take sip. You never really drink a full amount. But they shiv revias for sure not. We make a bracha chorna revias. You're not getting revias in the right amount of time. It could not even the echilas bras. Mr. Burr suggests. And Siman Reish Yud would be better that the person should leave the last part of the cup to cool off, and then drink it within a lot of time. So this way, you know, it cools off enough that you can get that down in the right amount of time. It would be preferred. If not, so then there's a famous machlokes. If you have a type of a drink because it's hot or it's very strong, etc., and for the derech shtiyah by that is much more slowly than usual. Maybe for this drink, that's called Kadeshiyas Revias. Right, so then we say that by tea, since the derech is to drink it little sips, because it's so hot, maybe that we would allow a bracha chorna for that, even though it takes longer, because that's the normal way to drink it. She brings over there such an argument. I saw Shlomo Zalman Zitzel, Paschas like that halacha l'maisa. But Mishabura definitely prefers in L'chadchila, the person should not be in that situation. That he should leave something to drink at the end, or drink it, or eat, you know, say bread and fashions, eat something else, whatever it is. Shemavadi, they're bread and fashions. Another interesting twist where it comes up in halacha, just a fascinating twist. So, if you don't eat Kadeshila's process, it's not Mistaris, it's the game of eating matzahs, the game of the first night of Sukkahs, you have to do Kazayas, the Kadeshila's process, it's the game every time you bench. Or say bracha chorna, you have to eat it because I said echilas bras. The case where we use it to our advantage is there's a fascinating tosis. Tosis says the following: we know that anything which is a min, which Eretz Yisrael is considered extraordinary about, it's a praise of Eretz Yisrael, gets a bracha chorna of main sholosh. So you make a main sholosh on grapes and on pomegranates, on dates and on figs. And wheat or grain products. We look at all grain, the five species of grain, really, the Mishnayos and Chala learn that they're really subsets of the two, of Chita and Sar. So if I have cake or I have even cooked, etc., what would be if I would take whole kernels of wheat, of grain, whatever it is, and make it into a food. They don't really cook together. Like each one remains a separate kernel. So a kernel of wheat alach is bre pri adam. So the bracha chana can't be ala michya. So Tosis raises the question that the bracha chana really should be ala adam al pri adam. So you say it's main sholosh, it's chita. It's not ala michya. So the correct bracha chana would be ala adam al pri adam al tenuvasa sodev etc. Bracha tashem al orto pri adam.
You have to say
don't pass. So Tosis raises such Tosis and brachas in the sixth parak raises such a question. And Shulchan Aruch brings it like this. And Simon Reishuri brings the Iker Pesach is that the bracha chana is bein nefashos. And Tosis says that it's el adama, and therefore a person who's a yoreh shemayim should be careful to only eat a teichas suda. So you won't get involved in this. You know, you won't get involved in this event. You don't have to worry about it. That's what Shulchan Aruch brings down. Yeah. So Sasa Shulchan Aruch says over there, it's really preferred not to get involved in that. So here's a scenario where you can use it to your advantage, the case where you don't need a Kedekhidus Pras. So one of the examples in the Gate was granola bars. Granola bar is oats, which have they're still in kernel form, they haven't made it to flour. They're not baked, they're not boiled and cooked, that they clump together and become a mass like oatmeal or farina, etc. There are several pieces. They're the reason why they hold together because they're pressed together with the honey and with the other thing that they put in there. It presses it together. So what's the correct bracha? So first it's again, bracha rishon, it's a mezonos, or it's going to be adama. It's again the bracha achrona now. When it's out, it's adama, the correct bracha achrona is al adama pri adama. So today it's easy is to eat less, is to spread out the chilo over a period of time more than kedei achilas pras, you won't have a problem. So one granola bar, the nature of all the granola bars, one granola bar is not a kazayis. So if you eat one, wait 5 minutes, eat another one, you don't have a problem. You wouldn't make a bracha krono. So that's the eitzah that some people give on that. So that's using that the lomdus the other way around.
Nine minutes, yeah.
What?
9 minutes, yeah.
No, the 9 minutes is a very big chumrah. Usually we say 5 minutes is enough. Okay. What time is it?
15.
Let's stop you over here. Mishena shoyse yayin, mivneshe mazika osonoi. The person doesn't drink wine because it's not a danger to his health, etc. Just he finds it's unpleasant. Still, you have to drink arbakosis. Not all mitzvahs have to be pleasurable. He gets a headache. He doesn't get sick from it. Don't make anything sick. It's a headache. So you have to do it with the kai. By Shabbos, have somebody else drink. Over here, you can't do that. You have to drink yourself. You can mix other things. You can use either yain tzimukim, raisin wine, or chamar medina. That would be better for the person. Like him is like an option. We spoke that chamar medina is not an option if you have wine available. But for him, maybe it's like wine is not really available. You can mix it. So, maybe we'll talk about. I might have to learn on. No, yeah, I might have to learn on Sunday just because I'm gonna miss. No, I think maybe it should be fine. I might have to learn early on one or 2 days of the week. That'll work.